Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about state politics. Governor Snyder signed a bill yesterday to raise the minimum wage to $9.25 an hour by 2018. It would then rise with inflation. The bill would also set the minimum wage for tipped workers at nearly 40% of the regular minimum wage. Organizers of a petition drive to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour say this is not going to stop them. They will turn in petition signatures today. Jack, can the petition drive make any impact now that the minimum wage has been raised?
Well, sort of a two-part answer to that. One is the question of whether the petition drive is null and void. The Republicans claim that it is because they repealed the old law and replaced it with another one, and they say the petition drive, it's sort of a, you know, sleight of hand. The petition drive is about a law that doesn't exist anymore. The Raise Michigan folks are going to appeal that to the courts. My guess is that the odds are against them. But the second part is if the petition drive is still on the ballot, if the Raise Michigan proposal is on the ballot, which it probably will be, will that bring voters out anyway? Part of all this, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, but part of all this is Republicans do not want a flood of democratically inclined voters coming to the polls for minimum wage and staying to vote for Democratic candidates for governor and other offices.
Now, what really happened when it came to the political game yesterday? How did lawmakers act so quickly?
Because they wanted to get this done before the ballot proposal was certified, and a bunch of them wanted to get up to the Mackinac Island Conference, where I am and a lot of people are today. And let's face it, the Republicans did not want to raise the minimum wage at all, but they were sort of forced to do this because the polls showed this ballot proposal would likely pass, and their big concern was not so much the difference between 9.25 and 10.10. It was that the ballot proposal would or will also raise tip workers, servers, and busters to the same level, and restaurant owners really didn't want that. So what has clearly happened is that over 3.5 years' time, the minimum wage is going up by $1.85 an hour. Well, it remains to be seen whether there's a chance of it going up more.
Now, Jack, you say that you are up on Mackinac Island for the Mackinac Policy Conference this week. Now, considering that is being put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber, what kinds of discussions are going to happen when it comes to the grand bargain for Detroit?
Mackinac conferences always have an agenda, and the agenda almost always takes a back seat to what's going on. There's a lot of attention to STEM education, science and technology education at the conference, but the backdrop is the great grand bargain and Detroit's bankruptcy. Now, remember, this is still pending passing in the Senate, and it also is still pending potential ratification of this deal by the pensioners. We won't know about that till July, so there's a lot of undotted I's and uncrossed T's, and a lot of other things hinge on this getting done. And, of course, there's also the issue of road funding. So there's going to be a lot of sort of hallway and backroom conversations, one assumes, between lobbyists and legislators and reporters. And the big benefit of the Mackinac Island Conference is you have all these movers and shakers in one relatively small space.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.